Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about creative marketing for property sales. Seems simple, but there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or is there?
I have some good ideas.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. ShamGod asks, I have a very thin, strange shaped lot in an area where many lots are selling for over $40,000. Is it worth trying to buy if I can get it for a few grand?
Yes.
I doubt you could put a house on it.
Yep.
If so, how do you value it? And who would your end buyer be other than the neighbors?
Neighbors. Or the buyer. This is a great, I can tell ShamGod's just killing it with mm-hmm. some of this stuff. So I mentioned on a few shows earlier, I think it was three or four shows ago, when somebody goes to subdivide a property, it's the same thing that when you go to bake a cake. You're going to have some leftover material, and it's probably going to go to waste. So when you subdivide a piece of property and cut it all up and put roads, twisty, windy roads and things, there's little pieces that are unusable. It's just the way it works. Or maybe the terrain's uneven. That's probably what you're talking about here. There are good fragments and bad ones. So you're going to have to decide which one that is. In fact, a lot of times they actually assign an APN, assessor's parcel number, to the roads. I've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty useless.
I have too, right.
Or drainage ditches or all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So you're going to have to really discern.
An alley.
Yeah.
Kinda, right.
You're going to have to discern if the property is worth it or not. I'll tell you a story real quick. I went to a tax auction where, there's all kinds of property being auctioned off by the county. And I'm only interested in when I go to those things for land. And the vast majority, in buying land, and the vast majority of the people there want to buy six or seven houses that are listed, which is good for me because I have less bidding competition. But anyway, I ended up buying, knowing this, I didn't research it until I got there sitting in the room, a tiny little piece of property in the backyard of a subdivision where there's houses, developed subdivision with houses all over the place, and had a water tank on it, or water well or something. I could just tell from Google Earth that there's some structure in there that was meaningful. Turned out being a water well, water tank that all the subdivision shared. And it was, I paid like $200 for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sent a simple letter out to 20 or 30 people in the immediate area and said, do you guys want to buy this? Or does anyone want to buy it? I didn't sell it for 20 grand. So if that's the kind of fragment that you're talking about, then it's got some value.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just an easement that somebody incorrectly subdivided, which happens all the time, no, you don't want it. So that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a water tank, man.
Yeah, me too.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, creative marketing for property sales. This is right up Jill's alley.
Mm-hmm.
This is the meat of the show.
You know what's really interesting about this? I just thought of one more thought about this lot. Remember that friend of ours that his business was doing those billboards alongside the freeway?
Yeah.
So it didn't have to be right up against the freeway necessarily, but really close that you could put a billboard on it. That could be a use for something like this, especially depending on how it's zoned and
right.
all that good stuff. So I just, and that could be a creative thing. This ShamGod could use this, some creative marketing for an unusual size property.
I mean, ShamGod's maybe one of the most creative groups, right? Creative people in our group right now. Totally uh-huh. thinks out of the box and real vocal about it. So if anybody can figure out a use for a piece of property that no one wants, it's this guy.
Mm-hmm. So here's my creative marketing for property sales. I was thinking of three different things that are newer in the last few years to help people sell property. One is, if you're not doing videos, you need to be doing videos.
Ding, ding.
So that's something that wasn't as easy in the last few years or accessible. And now we all have cameras on our computers. You really have no excuses.
Right.
There's no reason why you can't make a video. What I thought was really interesting too is I just had someone actually, and I've done this with Seth Williams has done this too, that with me. I'd ask a question, and instead of emailing me back, he emails me a video. Well, like, well, then now I have to email you a video. So it's kind of funny. And I had someone do that recently, too, that I met him at an event. And instead of a normal introduction, they emailed me a video. So videos are cool. Videos are fun. You can really get your message across. And you can convey things about the property that people might not get and see as they're reading a posting, but they will. So whatever, like, the best feature is about your property, maybe it's the view or something, hey, make a video about your property and lead with that. Like, can you imagine your retirement home
That's it,
here?
Jill.
Wow, talk about creative marketing and a video, and how great would that be? So that's my first point. My second point is social media. That's a creative marketing way to get your word out as you're making a video and doing all this good stuff. Promote it on social media. That's new, and it's not really, I mean, it's not necessarily new, but it's new since I started doing this. And what a valuable, profitable way to market your property and get it out there is social media, and your business, and you, by the way. And then my third point on creative marketing for property sales is differentiate your property. We have people that are putting campers on it. Put a yurt on it. I know we're on the yurt funny thing, but I just think yurts are so darn funny. But put a camper on it. Put a shed on it. What can you do to differentiate it? You know, people put motorhomes on it. I don't know. But that's a creative something, making it just like it's a differentiating your property is a creative way to market to sell. Jack?
I love it. So
thank you.
Here's a few, let's take a couple steps back here and forget about this marketing this actual property. And let's just look at some universal concepts. Number one, who buys property? Who buys a piece of property? In general, the people who buy real estate, or any given piece of real estate, are the ones who own real estate right in that immediate area already. 50 or 60% of the houses, I haven't checked recently. Last time I checked, it was 52%. This is a federal government statistic, so it must be right. 50%-ish of people who buy houses live in the immediate area in less than like a quarter of a mile. They don't necessarily buy them for themselves. They buy them for their kids or whatever. But for some reason, maybe it's just because they're driving back and forth on the way to work every day and they see it for sale. I'm not sure, but it's a stat. And so the same thing applies to land. If you buy a 40-acre property in the middle of New Mexico or wherever, and you send a letter out, or a postcard even for this, that says, hey, I just want to let you know, respectfully, I bought a piece of property here for not a lot of money, and I would love to, if you're interested in buying it, I'll catch you actually a special deal before I go to market on it. We have one member, this is all he does. He sells property that way. With like Jill said, with social media, we have another member who they buy a piece of property and they find the social networks on Facebook specifically in that zip code. Specific, like, I don't know, it could be quilters or barbershop owners.
Or lake, like they have a lakefront thing in Arkansas, so they're going to go to the fishing communities in Arkansas and promote their lakeshore property.
So they don't do the same old real estate BS that's been going on forever. Mm-hmm. Put it in the MLS and say a prayer.
Sit and wait. Exactly.
They get out there and they talk to people who are in the quilting environment or the boating environment or any environment that's geographically local to that property, and they sell the property fast.
Mm-hmm.
Fast. Plus, you know, if you have any type of personality like Jill does, they just want to talk to you anyway.
Thanks.
So, you know, that's a real positive way. But keep this in mind, and no one talks about this. I do not know why. People buy property that already live there or already own other pieces of property in the case of land.
Right. So the fact is true. You were just joking that the actual numbers might vary.
The fact is true.
Right.
Yeah, let's just say 50%. I think it's higher.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Right.
You know, throw on top of the fact that people in our group, they don't pay more. They don't pay too much. So there's two reasons property doesn't sell on this planet. If you're with our group, you've heard me say this more than once. Number one, it's not priced right. Well, we take care of that in our group. It's always priced right. Number two, the correct people, that really want to know that it's for sale don't know. So you're not hitting or reaching the right people. Mm-hmm. Those two, it's that simple. How do you reach the right people? Social media, direct mail.
Get it out there.
And just, you know,
all over the place. That was one of the things that we haven't talked about in a while. You're right. Don't just put it on one place. Put it everywhere and put it into a system so you post your property all over.
If you get formal education on how to be a real estate agent, you know what they teach you? How to get listings. Because that's the way a real estate agent makes real money. Every financially stable, consistent real estate agent I've ever met, what they'll say is, oh, no, I just get the listings. Somebody else sells it. I don't have any idea about that. Mm-hmm. So do you want somebody like that to sell your property? Do you want to be one of their listings and then they just put it in the MLS and someone else sells it?
They forget about you kind of thing.
Right. You don't want that. We're real estate investors. We're not real estate agents, and we know how to sell property. Right. Really, it's not that real estate agents don't know how to sell it. It's just the way the system's set up, they don't get rewarded for that. They get rewarded for listing it.
That's true. And getting a contract, because then it's automatic.
Then they get paid.
Right.
The whole system's broken.
I know.
For us, it's not.
God, that makes
for us, it's thriving.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still scratch my head that I can be an agent and I can have a listing. I could list your house, Jack, and then I just do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And next thing you know, you're staging it. You might even hold an open house. You tell some people about it, and you have a buyer, and you're closing the deal, and, oh, but wait a minute. I have the listing, so I get some money.
Here's an example. I sent the mailer out in Southern California to buy a very specific type of yacht, and I sent it out for probably, I don't know, 40% of what I thought it was worth, and somebody called us, and the guy that owns the because he got the letter, called us and said, hell yeah. And then Joel, you know, beat him up on the price a little more. We all agreed on the price and made friends at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, wait a second. I've got the yacht listed with the broker.
Mm-hmm.
So guess who's making money on it?
Exactly.
The broker.
Whether he likes it or not.
And all of us are shaking our heads going, this guy did nothing.
Right. The first time I met him was when he's calling me. I haven't even met him, but the first time I even talked to him was when he's calling me going, I guess we got to close this deal. Yeah, I guess we do.
Wow.
I know.
So I don't know how this became a real estate agent bashing show, but I really like it. Every show should end with some kind of slogan like, you don't need a real estate agent.
Yeah, you don't need a stinking agent. No. Oh, no.
Somebody's going to call us out on this eventually.
And we're down to three listeners. There went two. Yep, just lost them. They're gone.
Now it's just you and me.
Yep. Yeah.
We listen to our own show while we're recording it.
This is true. Yeah, we are the listeners. One, two.
So I hope
based on a poll, 100% of our listeners agree. That would be us.
Did you ever hear that Warren Buffett quote? He said, I never go to meetings that with more than one person at the meeting.
Oh.
So he just has a meeting in the mirror in the morning.
Love it. I had not heard that. That's awesome.
Join us in another episode, or the next episode, I should say, where we discuss the painful truth about land investing. Wow,
ooh,
that sounds like a blast to listen to.
Uh-oh. And we answer Joshua B's question about how to properly mail to an owner who owns multiple parcels.
That's a great question.
Cool.
I can't wait to answer that. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Joe.
Yeah.
Selling property is so easy. We don't talk about it ever because it's so darn easy.
I know.
Buying property cheap is a little more complicated,
yeah.
But we're still good at that.
That's the bottom line. I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds basic, but you really do win when you buy it. Because if you buy the assets and it's a good asset and it's really undervalued, you are going to make money and you are going to sell it. So we never talk about it.
Why would you buy anything?
Just don't talk about it.
But a grossly underpriced, undervalued asset. Yeah. That's good.
You know, I think it's good too. I think in our community, if you've noticed like some of our weekly calls on Thursday, that not a lot of people have asked a lot of sales questions. And I appreciate that because we're all experiencing the same thing. And even one of our members the other day said something about, I'm out of inventory. His question, remember, he didn't even have a question. He just put a little comment in there like, I'm off to the bank, but I wanted to say this real quick. And it was just, you know, I'm out of inventory and here's what I just did and good stuff. So sales aren't an issue.
About 7 months ago, a guy scheduled a data deal review call for me, but he said, hey, I scheduled this call. I've been a member for like whatever, a year. because I'm having trouble selling some property, and I just want to let you know, because it's not a data acquisition review or deal. It's not that. Is it okay if we talk about that? And I said, sure. I never talk about sales with anyone. I'd love to, actually. And we got on, and after talking to him for about 5 minutes and why he couldn't sell these specific pieces of property, guess why, Joe?
Why?
Because they were overpriced.
Yep.
He bought them right, though. He just wanted to make a lot. Wanted to make too much money.
Right.
And nobody knew that they were for sale.
Bingo.
It's always those two things.
That's what I have. Yeah. I had a guy, too, recently. Same thing. It was he paid. This one, he did pay too much. And he put it for sale on one place. It's like, I put it on Craigslist. And it's priced for this. I'm like, and where else? No, it's on Craigslist. Like, really?
So we should just call it real estate acquisitions. That's what we all talk about. Sales are just, it all just happens anyway.
Yes. Yes. What he said. Hey, like our show and How I Can't Talk? Well, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued assets.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.